Cornucopia Radio presents
Dylan and Blod Talk About Di, written by Peter Huntley. Did you hear about Di?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
Well, aren't you interested?
No.
Oh. He's going to be a Di again.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh. Is it his?
How should I know?
Well, you are his wife.
I suppose so. Well, I suppose it could be his.
Well, when did you last...
What?
You know.
What?
Have conjugal relations.
2002.
Oh.
Do you think he'll notice?
I don't know.
I mean, he's pretty observant.
He is. People always say that Di is observant. It can't be his.
Why not?
Well, I think you'd have noticed before now.
Like when?
2003, 2004 at the latest.
I suppose so.
So, whose might it be?
In the last couple of years, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it could be Jones the milk, or Hughes the bread, or Jones Hughes.
Which Jones Hughes?
The double glazing salesman.
Oh.
Or it could be the Irishman. What's his name?
Paddy.
That's the one. Or his brother.
Paddy.
That's him.
Can you remember when the village discovered they were identical twins?
I remember. They'd only been here 3 years.
You'd have thought someone might have noticed.
Came as a complete surprise to me too. I mean, I'd only been having...
conjugal relations.
With him for a year.
So, who else?
Who else what?
Might be the father of Di's child.
Well, I struggle to think, really. There's the vicar.
Reverend Rogers.
Too right, the Reverend Rogers.
But he's a man of the cloth.
He's a man of lots of things.
So, Di's child's father could be Jones, Hughes, Jones Hughes, Paddy, or Paddy, or Reverend Richard Rogers.
Yeah.
Oh. So, what you gonna do?
Oh, I don't know. I'll figure something out. Tell him it's a present from Santa, maybe.
He's not in the running too, is he?
Oh, no. I mean, the last time I saw Santa was in the 90s.
Wasn't that James Jenkins from Penarth? Came up to do the Sunday school and the old folks.
That's him.
Bit strange, wasn't he?
Was he?
Well, you know, running around in a white beard and a red suit, handing out presents in the middle of July.
He was just a bit exuberant, that's all.
Exuberance, was it?
Oh, yes. Very exuberant man. Father two of Di's kids.
What have happened to Santa Claus?
Oh, had a bit of a freak accident.
What was that?
He got run over by a train.
That's not so unusual.
He was on a boat at the time.
Oh.
Oh, I remember now. It's yours.
Mine?
Yours.
Oh. Well, when did that happen then?
About 9 months ago.
Oh.
You think I was drunk?
Where did it happen?
In bed.
Oh. So, where was Di then?
In bed.
The same bed?
Well, which bed else would he sleep in?
One that was empty, perhaps.
Don't worry, he didn't notice.
Oh, Blood. Not the horse tranquilizers again.
And why not?
What about the horses?
What about a good night's sleep? You know Di, complete insomniac. Rehypnol does nothing for him.
So, why don't I remember?
I think you took the Rehypnol by mistake.
Oh. So, That's when we had...
Conjugal relations.
Then, is it?
Well, in between the kangaroo and the Satan-worshipping midget.
Oh, blood. Not the Satan-worshipping midget.
You must admit, Dylan, that Satan-worshipping midget, he does have a nice big...
voice. Yes, he does do a lovely Qumranda.
Every time he holds a black mass, you hear it floating over the valleys. Beautiful top tenor he is.
Bit of a shame, really.
What is?
Well, the Satan-worshipping midget being rejected by the Satanic Church of Wales.
Oh, yes, but what can you do? The very elitist.
He was rejected for being too short.
Of course not, silly. He was rejected for believing that the kangaroo is the Antichrist.
Oh.
And for being too short, but mainly because of the kangaroo thing.
So the Satan-worshipping midget and the kangaroo were in bed too, were they?
Well, they did need a virgin sacrifice by the light of the full moon.
Oh.
So I invited Sean Griffiths from number 56 over.
Oh, blood. Sean's not a virgin.
I know.
Oh.
But if I'd let them sacrifice a real virgin, the kangaroo would have turned into the true Antichrist, destroyer of worlds, eater of men, and brought about Armageddon.
Oh.
And I couldn't very well have that now, could I?
Why not?
Oh, Dylan. Imagine the scandal. I'd never be able to show my face in chapel again.
No.
Still, blood's a bugger to get out of bed linen. Everywhere it was. Looked like a meat market by the time the kangaroo and the midget had finished with her. No finesse.
Oh.
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 Dylan?
Yes, blood?
I'm having contractions.
Oh.
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 Dylan?
Yes, blood?
I'm giving birth.
Oh.
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 Dylan.
Yes, blood.
Do something.
Oh.
Oh.
Fancy a beer.
Did you hear about Di?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
Well, aren't you interested?
No.
Oh. He's joined the scouts.
Oh.
He's got to learn a lot of new skills.
Like sewing and life-saving?
Yes.
Oh.
And refining heroin.
Is that what scouts do, then?
Apparently.
Oh.
Pity the scout hut is so far away, though.
Where is it?
Afghanistan.
Oh. I didn't know the scouting movement was active in Afghanistan.
Oh, the scouts are active everywhere.
Does he have to wear a uniform?
Oh, yes. Even has a woggle to play with.
Oh.
Well, the scoutmaster called it a woggle.
Did it look like a woggle?
No. It looked like an AK-47.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm no expert on modern Russian military small arms, but judging by the length of the barrel and the size of the clip, I'd say it was definitely a Kalashnikov, manufactured circa 1998.
Oh.
In the weapons factories around the city of Kursk, made from black steel smelted in the Irkutsk region.
So it was definitely a gun then?
Well, if the scoutmaster wants to call it a woggle, that's his business.
So did I get one of these woggles too, then?
Oh, yes.
What's he supposed to do with it?
Oh, he stuck a fishing line to the end of it.
Good fishing in Afghanistan, is there?
Di says there might be.
What else did he say?
Dib, dib, dib.
Oh.
And dob, dob, dob.
Is that what they say in Afghanistan?
No. It's what they say in the scouts.
Oh. Why?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a scout.
Oh.
But if the scoutmaster says dib, dib, dib to you, you have to respond with dob, 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 pretty sharpish-like.
Why?
Because otherwise he pokes you with his woggle.
That can't be pleasant.
I can certainly think of more pleasant activities than being poked by a woggle for not saying dob, dob, dob fast enough.
Yes, there must be plenty of such activities.
But Di seems to like it. So woggle poking in Afghanistan remains on the agenda.
So, when Di comes back from Afghanistan, do you think he'll be a more mature person with all his newfound skills?
Oh, yes. Di says he's got lots of badges to earn. He's especially excited about the mine laying badge.
Oh, yes. Di does love the mines.
Well, obviously. Just like Tarzan.
Except that Tarzan was raised by apes in a jungle, and Di was raised by donkeys in a coal mine.
Oh.
I think you're getting confused between Tarzan the Ape Man, created by Edgar Rice Burroughs in 1912 and turned into a series of highly successful movies starring Johnny Weissmuller, and Tarzan Pew from Ponty, who comes round to read the coal meter every month.
Oh, yes. But apart from that, they are exactly the same, don't you think?
Oh, very. Remember when he could only say hee-haw?
Oh, I know. And look at him now.
Yes. Now he can say dob, dob, dob too.
And dib, dib, dib at a pinch.
He'll go far, will Di?
Of course he'll go far. He's off to Afghanistan. That's pretty far.
Well, it's not very near.
Is it further than from here to Bangor?
Blood. It's further than Bangor. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not even in Wales.
Oh? So it's in England, then?
Best we don't speak of it.
Well, we can't have that.
What?
Di going to England. Afghanistan, I thought. That's a safe place. But now you go and tell me that it's an English place.
Well, it isn't in Wales, that's for sure. I'd have heard about it.
Oh, heavens. I can't allow Di to be running around England with an unrestrained woggle. Who knows what they'll do to him? We'll have to stop him, Dylan.
How?
Well, we'll just have to remonstrate with him.
Oh, we'll remonstrate, will we?
And if that doesn't work, I'll just have to sit on his woggle until he gives in.
Just so long as I don't have to sit on his woggle.
Dylan, if I tell you to sit on a woggle, you will sit on a woggle. Do you hear me? Whether it's Di's woggle or the Scoutmaster's woggle, you will sit on it.
Oh.
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 Blood.
Yes, Dylan.
I've never sat on a woggle before.
Well, there's a first time for everything, Dylan.
But what if it goes off?
Well, Dylan, you'll just have to take it on the chin, won't you?
You are still talking about Di's woggle, aren't you?
What else would I be talking about?
Di's dib, dib, dib.
Dylan, if Di dib, dib, dibs at you, you dob, dob, dob right back. And if Di wants his woggle, he'll have to dib harder and faster than you can dob.
I'm not much of a dobber.
Well, you never joined the scouts, did you?
No, they didn't want me. They said that every time I came near them, they kept hearing Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield.
Why was that, then?
Because Mike Oldfield kept following me on a wheeled organ and playing Tubular Bells whenever I tried to talk to anyone.
And what did you do about it?
They wanted me to do some waterboarding.
Why didn't you?
Can't surf.
Oh.
So, how are we going to get hold of those woggles?
Well, the scoutmaster keeps them in the boot of his car.
Oh.
So I've got him a surprise.
You mean the car bomb?
Yes.
Oh. Do you think anyone will notice?
Of course not. He used to be a politician.
Oh. That's all right, then. Thank you.
Did you hear about Di?
No.
Oh.
Why?
He's getting married.
Oh. So, who's Di marrying then?
Britney Spears.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It's Christina Aguilera.
Oh, there's lovely. How did they meet?
Well, Di was in the pub.
Ah, nice to see him out and about after the incident.
Which incident?
The one involving the Minister for Rural Affairs. 3.5 wellies, the dead badger of Carmarthen and a small chocolate egg.
Oh. Would this be the first or the second incident of that nature?
You don't mean it happened again?
Oh, yes. In fact, it's a pretty common occurrence when Di's around. Last year was pretty bad, if I remember. Di was having to exhume a cabinet minister every other month or so.
Pleasure or profit?
Both, I suppose.
Well, at least he doesn't let it go to his head. So, what was he doing in the pub?
Well, it was an open mic night.
Oh, was Di on the mic then?
Oh, yes. He was performing the White Cliffs of Dover.
That's a bit English.
On the didgeridoo.
Oh, the didgeridoo, was it?
Yes, the didgeridoo.
Oh.
Anyway, just when Di was getting to the really interesting bit...
You mean the end?
That's it. Just as Di was coming to the end, who walks into the pub?
I don't know. Who?
That's what I'm about to tell you.
Then why did you ask me if you're about to tell me?
Well, it was a rhetorical question.
Oh, rhetorical, was it?
Yes, rhetorical.
Oh. So who walked into the pub then?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Exactly.
So what did Di do then?
Well, he tooted him with his didgeridoo.
I didn't know you could toot with a didgeridoo.
Oh, you can do lots of things with a didgeridoo. Some of them might not be legal, but you can do them nonetheless.
So what happened?
Well, Bruce Springsteen complimented Di on his playing of the didgeridoo and said that there happened to be an opening for the didgeridoo player in the E Street Band.
Well, that was a stroke of luck.
Indeed it was, Dylan. Indeed it was. Di didn't even hesitate. He smacked his didgeridoo hard and asked Bruce Springsteen if he could play in his band.
And did Bruce Springsteen say yes?
No.
Oh.
But he did recommend some other bands looking for a didgeridoo player.
Oh?
Yes. Apparently there's a national shortage of didgeridoo players.
Oh. How did that come about then?
Well, apparently there was a bit of a disaster at the annual convention of British Didgeridoo Players. They were doing a rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Scaramouche. Will you do the fandango?
No.
Oh.
500 didgeridoos all in unison.
What happened?
They got to the high note and there was a flash of light and they all disappeared.
Is that usual?
It's not unusual.
To be loved by anyone?
No, for didgeridoo players to vanish in blinding flashes of light.
Oh, so what happened?
Well, it may be that there's a particular frequency in the didgeridoo octave that happens to transmit particularly well in space. So when 500 didgeridoos simultaneously hit the same note, it may well have transmitted to some alien mothership floating high above the stratosphere that mistook it as a signal for beam me up and abducted the entire didgeridoo orchestra and whipped them all off for a quick tour of Alpha Centauri.
Is that so?
Well, it's what Bruce Springsteen says.
Oh. So which band did Di end up working for?
Iron Maiden.
That must have been nice for him.
Oh, yes. Lovely bunch of people. Of course, it didn't work out.
Why not?
Di'd got death threats.
Who from?
Rolf Harris.
Oh.
Apparently, Rolf is one of the few other surviving didgeridoo players.
Why is that, then?
Well, Rolf was chucked out of the didgeridoo orchestra for not telling him he was Australian, amongst his other...
crimes?
And punishments.
Don't didgeridoos come from Australia?
Don't tell the didgeridoo orchestra that. They think the didgeridoos were invented in Scunthorpe by Barnes Wallace and that the Australians stole the idea. They read it on the internet.
So what happened to Di then?
Well, when Di got the death threats, he had to hide from Rolf, so he ran for the hills.
Did he run for his life?
Yes, he ran for his life, which is a bit difficult when you're carrying a didgeridoo.
Why didn't he just leave his didgeridoo and run to the hills without it?
Don't be stupid, Dylan. It's the code of the didgeridoo players that no didgeridoo players shall ever be without their didgeridoo. It's a matter of pride.
Would he have been dishonoured?
The code of the didgeridoo players is that a man should always be ready to play upon his instrument wherever he may be.
Oh.
If Di had broken the code, he would have been de-didgeridooed and forbidden to play upon his instrument ever again.
Di does love his instrument.
He does. I often have trouble getting him to stop blowing it.
Did he play it in the hills?
Oh, yes. And that's when he was found by Christina Aguilera. She was attracted by the noise.
What was Christina Aguilera doing in the hills?
Well, she was being a hermit.
That's interesting.
Yes. She'd given up singing and dancing and money and fame and drink and sex and TV and food and decided to go and live in a cave in the Brecon Beacons with a rock for company.
Was it a big rock or a little rock?
A little rock, I think.
Not that much company then.
More than she got from Paris Hilton, apparently.
So, Christina Aguilera found Di blowing his didgeridoo in the middle of Wales and spontaneously chose to marry him?
Yes.
Oh. But Di's already married to you?
Yes.
So what are you doing about it?
Well, naturally, I had to invoke the ancient Welsh custom of wife dueling.
Oh. Is that why you're holding that double-barreled shotgun, Blood?
Yes, Dylan.
Oh. And is that why you wanted me to dress up in a dress and high heels?
Yes, Dylan. You are the official female referee for this duel.
Oh. And is that why Christina Aguilera's bound and gagged on that chair over there?
Yes, Dylan.
Doesn't seem very fair.
Nothing against it in the rules.
What rules?
The ones I wrote last week.
Oh. So what do I do?
Count to three and then call turn.
Right. One, two, three, turn. Oh.
Dylan and Blod Talk About Di was written by Peter Huntley and produced for Cornucopia Radio by Peter Beeston. It featured the voices of Melanie Crawley and Ian Carter. This work is released under a Creative Commons agreement. For more information, visit us online at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.
Did you hear about Di?
Yes. Yes, I heard all about it.
Oh.
So no need to tell me.